Well, let me today should be a schosil and nishma sadir chaver chaim elazar ben shimshon aryeh, as well as a schos for an ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechai Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schos for fu shleima for chaim Moshe Yisho ben Malka Chanda ben Menorachol Chanolei b'shein derachol and Abadati ben Perel, as well as a schos for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today will be a start and finish, a short topic here, Gevura. We're on page 365, and we're going to talk about how a person. It's critical that a person use Gevura in order to grow spiritually. So he says like this, Gevura hi klal gadol b'Torah. Having strength and conviction is an essential part of the Torah. Ezo gibor. Chazal say, what is a gibor? A kaivish es yitzray, someone who conquers his yitzahara. V'ashri ha-miskabre al yitzray, and praiseworthy is someone who does so. Ki ish liyos ratz kechol ha-mitzvah. He's like someone who motivates himself to run and fulfill every mitzvah. Oy berech men aveir mikol midas rais, and run away from every sort of aveira as well as every midah ra. U'lekayim kol davar toiv. A person like that strives to do whatever he can good. And he's going to go beyond the letter of the law, especially in particulars and fine points and midas chasidus. But machshava dibur maisa, he always looks to serve Hashem in his mind, with all his heart, with his soul, with all his resources, and he constantly works to prevent his anger from losing control, losing his temper. Shehu toiv mi gibar, someone who does this is mightier than the physically strong man, right? The famous Gemara that says that in the times of the Galus, so when Klai Yisrael was going into Galus, so they stopped saying Akel HaGadol HaGibar, right? They stopped certain words in Shemoneh Esrei, right? Because they say Ayei Gvurasai, right? I forgot what the other one was, but one of them was certainly Ayei Gvurasai. But when basically the one who was misaking it back into Shemoneh Esrei said that the biggest raya that there is God is the fact that he stops himself and is basically erech apayim. The fact that he doesn't lose his temper, and anytime someone does wrong, there's an instantaneous punishment, but just the opposite. The fact that he's lehechzik la'arapoy, that he erech apayim and lehechzik la'arapoy, he's not angry forever, but also at the same time, he doesn't get angry so easily, and he lets the Beis HaMikdash be attacked and destroyed, and that should be a punishment rather than Klal Yisrael themselves being eradicated. That is the greatest raya of the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says here, so he says here also that when a person can emulate Hashem by conquering his midos and conquering his emotions, and that's greater than someone who physically has strength. To perform tshuva, to do yisurin when necessary, v'cheina rabbis, many similar things. Kol esh hatakfa yitzray, and here is where he's going to transition sort of to the base or the main point of gvura and why gvura is so vital. He says, because gvura is what you need when you're fighting the yitzhara. Kol esh hatakfa yitzray, anybody who the yitzhara seizes him, who kavshay, and he conquers it, gibar mikri, he's called a strong person. Ubarach hanois and liyav koyach, and he blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives strength to the tired person, because every person has the power within himself to be a strong person. Everyone has the power to show that Gevura. And even though the Yetzirah tries different schemes and different tactics, and he wages war with Tachbulosa, with different, like I said, different strategies, and basically every moment, Yetzirah is trying a different type of scheme. In the morning, it's cold, you're tired, you get to shul, there's temptations not to daven with kavana, there's distractions. Wherever you go, I'm in a rush, I can't bench, I don't have time to make a bracha, I don't have time to have kavana. Wherever you turn, there's always Yetzirah is there. Kol ish ve'isha asher nodav libam oisam li'lachim imoy. Every man or woman who motivates himself to do battle with the Yetzirah, be'ezer mishaka yochol yuchalai. Well, with God's help, should be able to prevail. Ve'rakatach ha'haschalois kashais. The hardest part is committing to do it. But once you commit to do it and you start fighting the Yetzirah, it becomes easier. It becomes easier and sweet and rewarding. So the hardest part is, let's say a person is drawn to eat treif. Okay, you decide, you know what, I'm going to eat treif. So you get in the car and you drive to McDonald's. Now you're walking down towards the counter. And, you know, in that point, you're like seized, like the Yetzirah has you, because you've already contemplated this and you're already acting upon it. If at that point, the hardest thing is just to turn around and walk out. Once you start doing that, it becomes a lot easier. And that's really, a person sees this. Now, it doesn't mean that the Yetzirah an hour later doesn't get you back in the mood and you need a new, you need to reinvigorate the Gevurah. But What Bishas Maisa, there is a point where you do have control of your senses and you have to stop yourself and not say, you know, a lot of times the mentality is, I already went this far. You know, especially when you talk about people looking at things, let's say online. So usually at that point, the person's like, you know what, I already spent 10 minutes here. What's the, I'm already for schmutz to naveira, you know what, the heck with it. But that's what we're saying. No, that requires the gvura. That's the hardest part. But once you do that, once you say, you know what, you're right, I fell, but right now I'm going to pick myself up. That's all you'd need to do, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the kayach to finish the you know will fin to finish the turnaround, to finish the battle. It says someone who the Yetzirah has already conquered him, he has to be even more vigilant and motivated. Now we're talking now about someone who Layalenu is addicted to Naveira, not necessarily addicted, but like a guy who ate McDonald's multiple times, right? And he keeps going back, or a guy who keeps looking at schmutz. So you keep going back to the well. So at that point, you can't just say, well, I'm gonna be like everyone else and I just have to fight the Yetzirah. No, at that point, the Yetzirah already it's Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku, you know, you already had it, you already know what it's like. So you're drawn back to it. You need a bigger, basically, you need stronger tactics. Because certain averus become, if you do them often enough, they become like their mutter, and you don't have the same inhibition as when you did it the first time. So many of us, if they would go and let's say be Michal Shabbos, let's say they would go and I don't know, go on their phones on Shabbos. Now the first time we did it, we would be met with tremendous guilt, and we might struggle with that guilt for days, maybe weeks, and we might even cry over it, but it would bother us. The second time, probably again. But by the third, fourth, fifth time you did the Avera, it doesn't bother you as much. That's what we mean, Nasa like a heter. That you don't have that same inhibition, that same busha, that same gevura that you had originally. And therefore, how do you get out of it? You have to do even more tachbules. He says, for example, someone who it's in his nature, he developed a bad midah of yelling at people. So you got to go to the other extreme. You know, most people could just catch themselves, but you clearly can't. You already have this midah ingrained in you. You got to go to the other extreme in order to get back to the middle. So he gives here a few examples of behavior that he calls midas rice. So he says, a guy who drinks too much, a guy who gambles too much, someone who says the Shem Hashem, he swears false, needlessly, he wastes time, many things like this, many people are accustomed to doing, and any other averas like this. So it really doesn't matter the avera. If it's something that you are accustomed to doing, even if it's not something that's popular, then you have to tzarech. You're going to have to do a lot more work, and therefore the level of gevura that's required is more than a regular avera that you haven't done yet. To be like a warrior, Oymid al Mishmar, standing on guard, b'tachbulos, with the strategies, ugdarim, fences, usyagim, safeguards, v'liyos, b'chashev, schar mitzvah, schar aver kenegen. That you have to also think. So he's going to give you now mentalities to focus on in order to help you overcome the Yetzirah. He says, first of all, calculate the reward of a mitzvah and the cost of an avera. V'shelafum tzara agra. The harder it is, the more reward you're going to get. The same mitzvah, two people do it, there's a greater reward for the one who has to put in more effort. And that we have to basically give a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're ready, that we have such a clinging to Hashem, a devekas to Hashem, that we're even willing to give up our lives. So the three motivations are focus on the reward of a mitzvah and the cost of not doing it, contemplate the punishment that awaits someone who does an aveira, and also basically weigh it. Say, if I don't do the mitzvah, this is what I'm going to gain. This is the pleasure I'm going to gain versus the eternal reward for a mitzvah. The aveira, I'm going to get pleasure momentarily. It's going to go away versus overcoming it, the reward I'm going to get in the next world. And then third, cultivating avas Hashem and saying, regardless of anything else, I don't want to disappoint Hashem. And so because of my love to Hashem, that's going to help me motivate. And the point that at the point of death, we love you. The idea that we're willing to be ma'aser nefesh for Hashem. He says, after you put in all the work and all the effort, you have to daven, and that's ultimately what it is. It's not enough to just make tachbulos and make gedarim. You have to daven. You have to daven. You have to have in mind every morning that Hashem should not put you in a makom nisayon, and Hashem should help you out because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us overcome these types of matters and be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Lo Olam Voed, Amen, Kein Yei Ratzon.